an open field 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak & Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
All right, you know what today is. It's a Motown Friday, and Motown Fridays are just the king on this show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the king. And that would be not me, but my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, because this is when he gets out those Motown tunes for all the rejoins throughout the show, and it just makes everything better for this hour. And we're going to have a good one for you tonight. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network joins us. Joins me to break down the Browns' OTA workouts, the organized team activities practices that ended officially today with the final day, but they've really, the main wrap-up was yesterday. The media was out there for that. Doug Deacon was out there for that as well, and then we had a chance and have a chance now to give you our assessments, what we saw, kind of summing things up, not just for the week, but for 3 weeks of these workouts. And then it moves into mini camp, which really is just the, I mean, nothing's really over. They have another week of practices or another few days of practices next week that come under the heading of mandatory mini camp. So it's kind of the same thing we're seeing now. It just gets a different name. So that's, you have that. All right, you're going to hear from TJ Ward on this show. We're going to do a little bit of a safety package for you with interviews by our own Jameer Howerton with TJ Ward and with Johnson Bademosi, who's a candidate for the starting spot at free safety opposite Ward in the secondary. Hear what he has to say. And he's been looking pretty good in these workouts. Hard to, again, gauge and give you an eye. People always say, how do they look? And they ask questions about everybody on the defensive side as well as how things look on the easiest side to assess, which is the pitch and catch quarterback to receiver thing. But the contact positions on defense, running back, all those areas, the line, the linemen, the linebackers, tougher to gauge anything there, really, because they're not hitting each other. It's a whole different experience when we see them in contact, and that's not an everyday thing either. Once training camp comes, there's a lot of strict regulations about that the collective bargaining agreement between the players and the NFL have in place. But there are going to be days, whatever it is, a couple dozen of them about 14 or so, maybe a little more than a dozen of days where there will be actual hitting and contact. But that's when you can kind of get a better feel, and then of course preseason games, of what guys are doing. But I like the way Bademosi has looked, especially as a former corner, converting to safety, how he's handled himself out there. So Johnson Bademosi, we'll hear from him on this show. And I mentioned TJ Ward. And we hear from you. We love this. You guys contact us in so many different ways. Our social media pages, the Browns official ones, Facebook, Twitter, the Browns Daily Twitter page, @Browns_daily. And when I put the call out, you respond. I put the call out pretty regularly to have you hit me up with your questions from my own Twitter account, @VICCARUCCI, and encourage the follows there. I'll give you all kinds of updates on what I'm writing about and what's going to be on the show, as we do with all our other social media entities. And the Browns Daily email page, or email site, email box. I get my terminology right here, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Now, here's another way. It's voicemail, and 855-363-DAILY is that number, 855-363-2459. So, got a good one today from a gentleman who, in light of the fact that Jim Brown is back in the organization, that was the big news of the week, right? Jim Brown being brought aboard or back aboard the Browns as a special advisor. And this caller wanted to harken back to Brown's third season with the Browns, and a performance, a game, a run, a run that he had in a game between the Browns and the Baltimore Colts back in the day. Let's hear that description.
Nick, the name is Barry, longtime Brownie fan since 46. 11-1-59, Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, second quarter. Plum flipped the ball to Superman. Jim Smith hit him low. Mike McCormick hit him high. Jimmy hit him in the solar plexus, 70 yards up the gut against the Giant. Gene Lipskin, who had never been on his back in his life, 70 yards up the gut. You should see that run. Okay, let's carry on. Maybe we'll win this. We'll start winning these days. Anyway, I like your program and like your style. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you very much, by the way, and for that message. And how about Plum? He's talking about Milt Plum, of course, who was a quarterback of the Browns. Flipped the ball to Superman, who is, of course, number 32, Jim Brown. And I like the vivid description of that play. And just to I thought it was appropriate to just kind of have that as a part of the show on this week, where Browns return to the Browns was such a big deal. And it is a big deal, and it's a good thing. And I'm looking forward to, as we get into training camp, as we get into the season, what Jim Brown's presence will be like. A lot of people have been asking, what his role will be. And we've heard him describe it. We've heard Jimmy Haslam talk about it. And I think the nice part about it is, while I think it'll have direct correlation to helping the team with his communication with players and his ability to, I think, present some meaningful advice or to be available to talk and counsel, because he has that way about him. He's got that. And for these players, it would be not an insult to call it grandfatherly presence, but it's good in that regard. You can listen. He's not talking to them in the way that I think they're going to say, this old man just doesn't know what he's saying. This is a respect that he commands, and at 77, with all the pelts that he has on his wall as a player, and the description you just heard from that caller of that game back in 1959, that vivid memory of that. I mean, those things matter. Those credentials matter. His credibility matters, and the way that he speaks and communicates matters. And we're going to get into that as well with our good friend Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. We'll hear what Doug also has to say, his thoughts on Jim Brown's return, and sort of in a macro sense, what it means to players, to former Browns players like Deacon and others who have been part of the Browns organization, but who also appreciate, I'm sure, the idea that the organization wants that connection with its legendary players, with all its former players, frankly. But again, especially some of the he is the icon, but other iconic players. Want to get one Twitter question also answered here. Andy asks this, and I know he's asked it a couple of times, Andy, and I haven't forgotten you, because you've been very persistent via Twitter. When are you going to 2 hours? When is Cleveland Browns Daily going to 2 hours? When I tell you I don't know the specific answer to this, I'm not being evasive, Andy. We are definitely going to a two-hour format that was announced when we announced the radio deal, the new deal that partners us now with KNR here, and, of course, the CBS radio as well in town, that grew tremendously creative process to have the three stations, the two stations and the three entities, including the Browns, all together to carry those games on three stations. But as far as this show, which would be on KNR during the week, and we have a special weekend program on the CBS station on Saturday mornings, as far as KNR goes, we're working that out. We're gonna have an announcement, I think, in the not too distant future. To tell you this, my sense tells me that it would be sometime in the latter part of July is when I hope we could get to that point, and to tell you specifically when it will be on and how it'll all kind of come together. It's very exciting. Extremely exciting. I know we've been putting a lot of work into it, a whole group of people, including yours truly, to get this thing going and get it right and make it something that is going to be very special. I mean, I'm extremely proud of what this show has been about now for more than two seasons since we went on the air. And it's been a blast to be a part of that, or I should say it'll be 2 years in July, but it feels longer than that. I know I've been part of the Browns for longer than that, but the show itself, and now when it takes this next step, it's a big step, and it's going to be, as I say, something that I think will be sensational, and I'm not overstating that. It's not because of me. It's because of all of us who are involved, and bigger and better has been the mantra that we've had in the organization about it, and certainly with the great people at KNR who are only interested in trying to give you the best programming possible. So it's going there, Andy, and I'd say be ready for it to be soon. I'm hopeful that that's probably the target time, and I think it would be appropriate, too, to kind of launch something like that when we're in the training camp area, you know, logically, when the content is at its most robust, lots of stuff to talk about at that time to really kind of give it a nice launching pad. So stay tuned. That announcement will be forthcoming. All right? All right, in about 2 minutes, on this Motown Friday, Dave DiNatale already has the Motown music rolling here. It's a beautiful thing. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network will sit down with me, and we're going to talk about what this team's done in OTAs these last few weeks, wrapping them up this week. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry. Oh, baby.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Save thousands with deals like 0% financing for 60 months, plus no payments for 90 days on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or get $11,000 off MSRP of a new F-150. Or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like, start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
At Advance Auto Parts, when you buy more, you save more. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline conventional oil, and DriveWorks filter for just $20.99. But as any video game football player knows, you always go for two. So when you get two Valvoline oil change specials, they're just $17.99 each. You save $6 more instantly. Don't waste time mailing things in. Get it now at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshalls? One, you can get all the awesome brand names. Two, you can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. Three, you'll look stylish and awesome. Four, she'll think you look awesome. Five, you'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and get all the awesome brands for men. Two stores, two awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
Smokey on Motown Friday. It's the best. speaking of music, how's this for a transition? Rock legend Bon Jovi, not a Motown guy, but a rock legend, is coming to First Energy Stadium for the Cleveland Browns fan kickoff concert with special guest Michael Stanley and the Resonators, plus appearances by Browns players and alumni, pre-show Browns Fan Fest, and more. Tickets go on sale Monday at 10 a.m. this Monday at Ticketmaster. For more info, please visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Happy to be joined now from the Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon. And Doug, the Browns finished up OTAs this week. We go into the mini camp next week, which essentially, and you and I were talking about this the other day, about kind of the difference between what does OTA mean versus minicamp, and really there is none. I mean, they can't hit each other. They're out there in shirts and shorts and helmets, so it's the same thing. It just gets another name to it. Bottom line is they get out there and try to figure out what they have with this football team. And I guess my question to you is, as we go into next week, what do you see that this Browns team has?
Well, I think, you know, just watching with our, you know, we only have our Thursdays with Brandon, and and I think when you go out there, you know, the thing you see is it's going to be an offense that's stressing the passing game, and it's going to be vertical. But the good thing is you're not seeing a lot of balls on the ground. I mean, you're not seeing a lot of drop balls. The other thing, I think the security blanket of Devon Bess is a big factor. And, you keep seeing them check down to Bess, and, you know, he's got sure hands too. So it gives you not only a third receiver, but also some experience at that position.
Can you still have the long-distance type of passing game, this vertical passing game that we know Rob Jedzinski and North Turner to be all about, when an ingredient like Bess is part of it and seems to be the biggest part of it now? Can you still develop that, even though, as you say, the safe checkdown option is very popular with quarterbacks?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, but you get back to the basics. It all starts with the offensive line. And if you can't pass block, you're not going to have any success. I think this offensive line, for the most part, especially at the tackles and the center, are built to be pass blockers. And they're, you know, good on their feet, and they handle people in space. The guard position, I think you can get away with what you have. But, you know, with that said, I think, you know, there's an emphasis on getting the ball down the field. Their philosophy here is you got to throw the ball and you got to rush the passer. I mean, right. And it's pretty basic.
Right, and it does put so more pressure on those tackles, on the line in general, to hold their blocks. Do you think this unit is put together for that kind of work?
Yeah, I think, you don't want to call it a finesse offensive line, but I think what you would call is an offensive line that can pass block. And I've always said, you know, you never see a guy cut in the NFL because he can't run block, it's because he can't pass block. And these guys are pretty good pass blockers. I think the guards maybe, sometimes not as mobile as you would like.
Right.
But with that said, you know, they're pretty stout at the point of attack.
It's interesting at that guard position, John Greco is getting a lot of time. And we thought of him as more that journeyman guy who fills in, who was taking the place of Jason Pinkston last year under really duress because of Jason's situation with the blood clot in his lung. But to have Greco in there now on kind of a regular basis, it almost looks like there's a sense that, hey, he's a veteran, solid presence. We can trust him in there and maybe give him the maximum time to either ensure that he's a really good, solid backup, or maybe let him be the starter and let Jason Pinkston be the number two.
Well, and you always need that, you know, extra body. And, you know, the thing with Greco is he can go play center for you, too.
Mm.
So he gives you that, you know, extra body that gives you some flexibility in your offensive line. But, I think, you know, right now they want to determine who the guards are, who the starting guards are. But I think you can go into training camp and say, well, you know, these are our three guys. We're going to be okay this year.
So we talked about it. You joked it's Thursdays with Brandon Whedon, and watching him develop through this camp. It was rough early on some of the days, but I think for the most part he's been pretty consistent and smooth and seems to be getting it. This looks like, as we thought from the outset, I think going back to the voluntary minicamp, yet another name for these things, the voluntary minicamp, where he was talking about how excited he was that this offense was a good fit to him. Do you see the, progression, then do you see the guy reaching more of that point where this looks like a good fit for him?
Well, I think you see the ball come out a little quicker. He's not holding it as long, and I think he emphasized that in the offseason. That was one of the problems he had last year. He was slow getting back, and I think it was obvious when Tad Lewis went in that last game. You know, he got back there, and boy, the ball was out in a hurry, and
yeah.
He was very effective for a guy that really hadn't had a lot of playing time. So I think, you know, Brandon obviously has studied what happened to him last year, realizes there were some shortcomings, but I think you also have to realize he's just part of the equation. The other part is the receivers, and how much did they know where they what they were supposed to do
sure.
in reading, you know, the defense and making the adjustments accordingly.
And the first sort of salvo in terms of, hey, Brandon, you're going to have competition, came about with the arrival of Jason Campbell. And then the second one, of course, was the signing of Brian Hoyer, just to bring another face in there and bring him in after the draft. And I wonder if part of this stepping up, besides his ability to digest more of what he's getting, and he's being force-fed a lot, is the presence of a Hoyer in addition to the other, in addition to Jason Campbell, and seeing that this administration is going to keep bringing people in here to get this position right.
Well, competition is great, and what it does, it, you know, gets you less tee times and more times, you know, in the playbook.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're not going to want to go out there and practice and, you know, find out that, you know, you're behind because you've been doing something else. And I think, you know, Brandon has, you know, put a big emphasis on trying to get into the playbook and learning it as quick as he can.
Yeah, and I think what I see from Hoyer is a guy who definitely is decisive, kind of gets the ball out quickly and does those things. But what I don't see is the arm. You could see a distinctive difference in the velocity of throws from Whedon, from Jason Campbell, and then when Hoyer tries to get it out there, it just doesn't look the same.
Well, that's the difference between being a free agent and the first round. There's a reason for, you know, those things. But with that said, you know, he does bring some things to the table. He brings the fact that, you know, he's been in the league, he's been around Tom Brady, he's seen other offenses and how they go about, you know, attacking defenses. And, you know, sometimes it's not with your playing skills, it's your mental skills that can, you know, be a big asset.
Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When I watched practice last week, Doug, I was pretty well convinced, as is usually the case when you watch these off-season workouts and like the early part of training camp, the defense being ahead of the offense, the defense kind of controlling things out there and the offense struggling to hold its own. I saw a little more today, and I guess the trend this week has been the offense maybe closing that gap a little bit and able to make some plays, because now I think they're getting a little more used to what they're seeing from this Ray Horton defense and all this multiple front stuff and all the variations he brings out there.
Well, and I think, you know, obviously you don't find out who's ahead of who until you start putting pads on. That's when you really, it kind of lights you up. And I think, you know, obviously every training camp you go to, you know, the defense is always going to be ahead of the offense. But, you know, with that said, you know, there's a lot of youth on the defensive side of the ball, too. So when you've got a bunch of young players, you know, they're growing together. And I think, you know, the fact that they've gone to the 30 and under club, you know, it's one of those where you're going to see some growing pains. But, you know, once you start to get some peaks in the football team, I think you're going to see a different ball club than you saw last year.
It's been nice to see Leon McFadden now for 2 weeks of, or 6 practices, I think, total for him so far in this offseason, to be out there besides the rookie minicamp, to be out there and showing what he can do. It seems pretty clear this club wants to give him every chance to lock up that corner spot opposite Joe Haden.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they want to challenge him. And, you know, talking to Brian Sipe about him, he said, you know, every time we'd go and practice, I keep telling those quarterbacks, quit throwing the out at Leon McFadden. He says he's going to jump it every time. And, you know, you see him in practice, and he's got that swagger. If you watch the way he handles himself, he you know, he's got one of those defensive backs with, you know, a little bit of a confidence attitude, which is good to have.
It really is, and I think he knows it, too. Think about this. Joe Haden's the other corner on this team. He knows what Joe Haden's all about. If he's going to make a, you know, put a blip on the radar of the Browns and of the NFL, he's got to show right away that he's just not occupying space here, that he's got to make some plays. He's got the whole rap of being a little shorter than people would prefer him to be. People were not happy that this team didn't take a D. Milner. They took him instead in the third round and not taking Milner in the first round. So I think all those elements can build up a nice big chip on his shoulder.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, not only the chip, and he knows if you got a good cornerback on the other side, you're going to see all the action on your side.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the way he handles himself, you know, I think he's a guy with great anticipation. And, you know, that's something I don't think sometimes you can teach. You know, it's some people get it and some people don't. And if you get it, then it can make up maybe for that lack of speed.
And I think the job, it's been, you pay attention to a lot of different things in this. In these practices, the detailed coaching work, we talked on this show yesterday with Jim Donovan about North Turner and all that he does to kind of emphasize things, and, you know, he'll raise his voice. He was pretty animated in what he did. On the defensive side, you certainly notice Ray Horton all the time. He's an ever-present kind of guy. But I think the secondary work, the coaching of the secondary by Louis Chofi is impressive, that he's very detailed in all the things he's bringing to it. And I think it's showing in those players, not just the corners but the safeties as well. He's got a lot of different techniques. He's got a lot of hand-eye coordination things with tennis balls and all that. So he really wants these guys to be sharp thinkers out there.
Well, and not only sharp thinkers, I think the fact that, you know, you're getting Hayden and Ward going into their fourth year or whatever, and now all of a sudden this is where the light, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're just not the first-round pick. You're just not the second-round pick. Hey, you're a leader in that secondary. Yeah, you can act like you're a leader, but now you bring in a young cornerback and you draft him, he's going to be watching everything Joe Hayden does. And if Joe matures, and I think he has, all of a sudden, you know you've got something special there, because you're going to have a bunch of young guys that are going to play together for a long period of time.
You can answer this question from more than the perspective of somebody in the media, because you're an alumni of this football team. The Browns bring back Jim Brown to the organization, and one thought occurred to me is that guys like yourself and other former players, other former Browns who are around the area and spend time around the team in various capacities, have to kind of look at this, I would think, in the good way of, hey, if the most iconic player in the history of this organization was on the outside, which he was for 2+ years, that couldn't have felt good for the overall of the former players on this team. I would think now that there's been a bridge there of that gap, that it's probably generally a good thing for you guys.
Yeah, well, yes and no. I think, you know, one thing that Mark Schieffelbein did when he was here was he got the alumni more involved. You know, they did some golf tournaments. They had the right. Legends Weekend and stuff like that. So in a lot of ways, they had, you know, brought the alumni back in. But, you know, Jim Brown is Jim Brown. I mean, he, you know, here's the greatest running back of all time. And, you know, some of these guys, I'm sure their granddads are telling them who Jim Brown was.
Right, the player,
but,
yeah.
But with that said, you know, I think it's important for these guys to know a little bit about the history of this, you know, football team. And, yeah, there's been a bigger separation. But, you know, I remember when I meeting Otto Graham, you know, and Dante Lavelli, Marion Motley. I mean, these are guys you want to meet. And after I retired, one of the first things when we were doing a broadcast down in Cincinnati was I walked down to the end zone to introduce myself to Paul Brown, because I wanted to meet Paul Brown.
Right.
So, you know, I think, yeah, you know, sometimes when players make more money, I think they forget about what was there before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the presence of Jim Brown kind of tells you there was something here before you.
Yeah. Yeah, and respect that. No, it's a good thing.
Well, and that's something Jim, I think, talks about, is respect. And,
definitely.
And, you know, that's a big thing, you know, with him. And, you know, he'll challenge you. You know, the first time I did a radio interview with him, he came back with a question. I'm going, oh, this is no fluff interview, is it? And, you know, that's the way Jim is. You play golf with him, you know, and if Jim loses, you know, they always used to talk about how slow he got up after he got tackled. Wait till he goes to his wallet to pay you.
Doug Deacon, that was good stuff. Doug Deacon, thank you. And he is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. He joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Save thousands with deals like 0% financing for 60 months, plus no payments for 90 days on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or lease the best-selling Ford Escape for only $169 a month. That's only $169 for a new Escape. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Right now at the Home Depot, an exclusive Husky 33-piece mechanics tool set is a special buy. Just $39.88. Ratchets, sockets, and bits you can count on forever. Because that's how long they're guaranteed to last. Having the right tool for the job forever starts with a Husky 33-piece mechanics tool set for only $39.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Alarm Force has the best value for all of your home security needs. Only Alarm Force has no charge live two-way voice with every alarm system. Installation, activation, and warranty are also no charge and only $25 a month for monitoring. Call Alarm Force today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake. If you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Well, Indians looking to make it 3 wins in a row tonight as they get ready to open up a 3-game series with the Rays at Progressive Field. Weather permitting it, of course. Matt Moore will take on Corey Kluber, and it'll be a 7:05 first pitch. Speaking of the weather down in Dublin, round 2 of the Memorial has resumed. Bill Haas holds the lead right now. He is at 9 under par. That's 3 shots better than Matt Kuchar. Tiger Woods shot a 2 over par today. He is 1 over for the tournament. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, it's a Motown Friday. Vic Carucci with you and appreciating the fact that you're hanging out with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we go back to your questions, your comments from our official Facebook, Twitter pages. Dustin from Twitter. What's the deal at fullback, he asks. Does Owen Marisic have what it takes? Or do we run more 2 tailback sets under Norv Turner? I suspect that fullback won't be the won't have the prominence, Dustin, that you and I think some others, maybe many others, want it to have. the traditional big hammer guy that opens things up for and lead blocks for the tailback. Trent Richardson was part of something like that at Alabama, and Brad Smellie, who played that fullback role there, is with the Browns, but Brad really is more of the hybrid, more tight end type of guy. When you see him physically, I think you and others can easily conclude that. You concluded that last year when he first showed up, or just look at the his size and look at the way he's put together. I think Owen Marisic, to your specific question of has what it takes, I don't know. I'm inclined to say he's got a lot to prove, but the fact that he's still in a position to prove it is encouraging. It tells me something about what another group of opinions about who plays for this team and who doesn't feels about this guy. And that's significant because, again, he was brought in by somebody else, right? Tom Heckert and that personnel crew and Pat Shurmur coaching and all that, they had the opinion that he could be the guy and they were going to try to develop him there. Now, he's been a maligned player. I mean, because people don't see the true fullback they want to see in Owen Marisic, and they don't believe he can get their skepticism, just as your question seems to indicate. And I get that, and I think that's not breaking news here. But he's still with this club and with a different group of opinion makers who I think are going to want to see exactly what they think he has and can do. He's definitely undergoing a physical transformation. I think he's undergone it. He looks bigger, stronger. He's definitely worked hard in the weight room to try to get himself where he needs to be physically, I think, to fill that role in a better way. And then the rest of it is consistency and sharpening his skills and understanding this new offense. The faster you grasp what North Turner, what Rob Chudzinski are putting together and consistently execute your assignments properly, the better your chances you're going to see the field. And now, how will the offense look when it's rolling? Again, there's a plethora of running backs, right, on this team who have different skill sets than the lead dog, than Trent Richardson, in terms of their ability to pick up the blitz, catch the ball out of the backfield. Now, blitz pickup and all that sort of thing is something Trent Richardson needs to become proficient at, and he needs to do much better in that area than he did as a rookie and show that. I think he will, but I can't give you any he looks better at that type of comment because these are non-contact workouts. There's nothing that you can really see in what Joe Hayden was describing as flag football type of football that that gives you that sense, that confidence that he's got that. But the role, I think, will be, I don't know about two tailback sets so much, but I do think another back will factor into the offense on multiple occasions. I mean, frequently, maybe throughout a game, depending on the game plan, depending on, and all of this is specific to what the defense is doing, right? And are you dealing with a slower set of linebackers that you can create more mismatches in the passing game with running backs going out in the flat and running routes and so forth, and force them to get isolation on a linebacker, and then your perimeter running, your faster, your speed guys, is that where a Deion Lewis, who, by the way, has been impressive. I mean, they picked this guy up from the Eagles, and you look at him in these workouts, and again, it'll be more telling when the contact comes around, but you see a guy in Deion Lewis who is quick. He's so quick. He's explosive. He has nice change of direction, catches the ball well. I mean, he's an interesting guy. You'd love to see, you think of a guy like a C.J. Spiller for the Buffalo Bills. You think of what a dynamic player he can be. Now, I'm not saying that's what Lewis is, but physically, when you think of those two guys, try to make that physical comparison of what they look like and what the ideal would be for what you'd want your smallish, quick type of back to be. that's what I think the Browns would love to see from Lewis. And if you had that threat to complement Trent Richardson, wow. But to the question of what the fullback does, I think the fullback, again, has that – he doesn't have a – I don't want to say a marginal role, but he doesn't have an overwhelming role in this offense. Terry from Twitter – I like this guy. He says, I know we don't see eye to eye. But what's – well, Terry, that's great. I don't expect you or anyone else to see eye to eye with me on any regular basis. And, in fact, I'm glad that we don't, maybe. I don't know. We don't have to. It's not a prerequisite. What's your take? You still want to know my take on the linebackers and safety? And how has Brandon Weeden looked? Okay, we don't see eye to eye, but you want a lot of information here, Terry, and darn it, I'm going to give it to you. Linebackers. I like what I see of movement, if that's about the best I can give you, of Paul Kruger. And he's worked mostly on the left side, but going to the right side. I particularly like Jabal Sheard's comfort level in movement, assignment, carrying out, and so forth, at outside linebacker, the new position for him. And Barkevius Mingo has been impressive in a lot that he's done. I wrote this for, again, in the movement way and in the things that you can take away besides contact. I wrote this for ClevelandBrowns.com, my five takeaways. You can check that out on our website from OTAs. And it's a cool drill. I like that this coaching staff comes up with some out-of-the-box ideas. I don't know if the word's out-of-the-box, but just different creative ways of getting these guys prepared and trained. And I've talked before about the tennis ball drill that you see Louis Trophy using in the secondary to improve hand-eye coordination, tossing those to the DBs. Well, Brian Baker, the outside linebackers coach, does this whole hand-to-hand combat thing. And it's really aggressive, and he's just moving his hands. It's not – they're not hitting, but they're just you know, those hands are coming at you, and you got to kind of, like, move your hands in concert to avoid getting entangled. The whole idea is to keep yourself – how you use your hands as an outside linebacker to avoid those massive, powerful clutches of an offensive tackle who can entangle you, of course, while he hopes to not be called for holding. But that's really something to behold. And Barkevius Mingo, I thought it excelled at that. I thought just as it was like watching, I don't know, Ginzu Knives. You know, he was just, you know, moving his arms as he went around Brian Baker. That was impressive, or that's been impressive. DeQuell Jackson looks like DeQuell Jackson. Looks like the guy in the middle that you expect him to be at inside linebacker. I mean, in the teeth of this defense. And, you know, the lesser known thing is how the rest of the inside core will shape up. I don't really have much there. I think that one you truly – When they're hitting each other in camp, when the pads pop, that's where I think you're going to get a lot stronger opinions about inside linebackers. Safety, Tashawn Gibson has done a nice job there. I think he'll be the guy that lines up as the starter. I think I've said this before on the show in camp. Somebody asked that question in training camp, as he has been in OTAs. But that's going to be competitive. You're going to see Jamoris Slaughter, certainly the sixth-round draft pick, once he's cleared physically to participate in workouts from that Achilles injury that he suffered at Notre Dame last season, get involved in this. And Johnson Batamosi, by the way, I think will you know, make himself a factor. Brandon Weeden, we talked about this with Doug Deacon. He's looked better, steadily improved from the beginning of these workouts from what you could see. And I thought he actually had more good days than bad days, and there was kind of an opinion that was floating around that he wasn't, and it was based really on a lot of media kind of watching him in one really off day in a week when I happened to see two other practices that he had in that first week that were better and sharper. But you got to be consistent every day. So one, you know, you don't give a guy an out and say, he just had a bad day in practice. Well, yeah, okay, but you want to see good days. And I think he's had, again, overall, over this three-week span in this pitch-and-catch venue of OTAs, he's looked, especially on the deep ball, he's looked pretty good. He's looked pretty accurate, and he seems to be getting this footwork thing down. That's the big area that North Turner has been addressing with him, with all the quarterbacks. But I think Whedon especially, because as Whedon was describing on this show a short while back, good footwork equals more accurate throwing. All right. I brought up the safeties in response to Terry's Twitter question here. So let's hear from the safeties. You're going to hear from T.J. Ward, and you're going to hear from Johnson Batamosi. Our own Jameer Howerton sits down with them. That is coming up next on this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has special event pricing on their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, like 0% financing on certified Fords. That's 0% plus 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Liberty is open Sunday from 11 to 4. Hurry in and save today. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Simplify and save this spring at Rebel Wireless. Hashtag Rebel Saves.
Yoga? I don't know how you do it.
It's all about clearing your mind.
Impossible. Between picking up the kids, what color to paint the hallway, when my mother-in-law is coming, and where did I put the other shoe to that really, really cute pair that I love, and oh, the bills.
You need to free yourself. Start with your wireless bill.
But I have...
Switch to Rebel Wireless.
Rebel?
As in nationwide, unlimited everything, no contract, save me a ton of money, Rebel Wireless.
That sounds relaxing.
Uh-huh. It's everything I want from wireless without the big bill.
Everything?
And now I save over $50 a month.
Wow, but I love my...
Phone? Rebel has all the latest smartphones for great prices that do everything your overpriced one does.
Well, I'm feeling more limber already.
Free is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with a new Rebel smartphone purchase and activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Hey, Cleveland, get going to the Get-Go Scan and Drive giveaway to win a grand prize Ford Escape or free gas for a year. Plus, we'll be awarding $25 every week at every Get-Go location. Scan your Giant Eagle Advantage card, fill up with at least 10 gallons, and you're automatically entered to win. Go to Get-Go to play, now through July 11th. No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Pennsylvania, Ohio, or West Virginia and 18 or over to participate. Sweepstakes begins on 5/30/2013 and ends on 7/11/2013. Additional terms or restrictions apply. For entry without purchase, see official rules at get-go.com. Void where prohibited.
It's back. The Dave Walter Volkswagen Sign Then Drive Sales Event. For a limited time, get zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first month's payment on any new 2013 Volkswagen from Dave Walter. Combine that with super low lease payments like only $199 a month for a new 2013 Jetta S, and you've got unbeatable Dave Walter savings. Plus, many other outstanding deals you can see now at DaveWalterVW.com. The Sign Then Drive Sales Event, now through May 31st. For VW, see DW, Dave Walter VW, on West Exchange in Akron.
It's a Motown Friday, and Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Told you we're going to have a sort of a safety package for you of sound here. Jameer Howerton from our staff does an outstanding job of chatting up players, and today he sits down with a couple of safeties. We'll start with the first one, and that's the one that we all know entering his fourth season, standout strong safety, T.J. Ward. Jameer, take it away.
We haven't got a chance to catch up and talk, but you guys have learned in this new defense. Just talk about the progression and how the team's been coming along.
We've been coming along real well. Every week is a learning experience, you know, from the first mini camp to these few weeks at OTAs, and we got the last mini camp, so it's a progression. You know, we're taking it slow and fast at the same time, but I think it's coming along really well.
Everybody's been telling me about the terminology. It's just different learning the terminology, but break that down. What does that mean?
It just means there's different verbiage for what you're doing. Like, in the NFL, there's a number of situations that you come across, and you're going to handle it the same, but for every team and every defense, the verbiage is different. So just the terminology of it is going to change from the 3-4 to the 4-3, or even the same defenses, like it's similar 4-3s and similar 3-4s. The verbiage is going to be different.
Your defensive coordinator, Ray Horton, seems to be very intense out here on the field. What do you like most about his style of coaching?
Like you just said, his intensity. You know, he's always amped up. He's always ready. He's always here pumping you up. You hear him on the field giving out checks and calls, running around. So besides that, just the curiosity of his defense, you know, it's an attack style all downhill. You know, we're really getting after the guys, so that's what I'm most excited about.
Now, TJ, like you said, this is a point in time. You guys are learning a new system, but with that, you're learning your new teammates and your current teammates. What's that been like?
It's a lot of new guys, a lot of new faces, but I think we've bonded well so far. You know, we haven't even gotten to camp, and guys are getting to know each other, hanging out on the weekends, and, you know, just doing the stuff that teammates do. But, you know, it's just learning all together. You know, no one's a vet in this defense, so there's no one here that's not dealing or going through what you're going through learning the defense.
And for yourself on a personal note, let's just talk about your mindset coming into this year's offseason. Unfortunately, for the past two seasons, you dealt with some injuries within your career, but what's been your overall approach as far as just getting yourself ready?
You know, I'm just taking it day by day, you know, doing the things I need to do to keep my body right. Stepping out on this field every day, going 100%, you know, trying to be a leader and teaching the young guys what, you know, this level of football is all about and how you need to approach it, because, you know, I've been through it. Even though this is only my coming into my fourth year, you know, these guys are eager to learn and eager to know what this NFL thing and what this Brown thing is all about. You know, they want to hear your experiences, what you've gone through and what you learned from. So, you know, it's good that I can share that and hand that down.
I'm glad you said that, because you are the leader now. You know, you and Joe, what have you been able to impart on these young guys?
Just like I said, my experiences, you know, right, what I've gone through, you know, what I've learned from. So, you know, hopefully they don't make the same mistakes, and or, you know, they can benefit of what I've benefited from, and, you know, just those things.
And just overall, what has been the goal for this defense as you guys head into the last mini camp of the season?
I think we just want to solidify, you know, that we know exactly what we're doing. You know, we're not going to be perfect coming out of these OTAs and minicamps, but we just want to solidify the basics of the defense, you know, make sure everyone knows their roles and know what they're doing on each play, and then the timing and everything else, they are coming together more and more when camp comes and getting ready for the season and preseason.
Now, what's your course of action during that vacation time?
You know, I'm just going to stay in shape, keep working out, come back, so I'm ready to roll, and that's about it.
Coach TJ, best of luck to you. Thank you for your time.
All right. We thank you, Jameer Howerton and T.J. Ward, on that. Now, he told you you're going to hear from another safety, and that would be Johnson Batamosi, converted from cornerback to safety, part of the competition for that starting free safety spot for the Browns. Jameer, take it away.
Johnson Batamosi, 2-4. Talk to me about the number.
Hey, you know, I just decided for a change. You know, I wore this number in high school, so I was ready to make that move. So,
talk about that change coming in with the mindset of what you build off last season, 18 special teams tackles, led the squad. Talk about your mindset as you came in this offseason.
I just plan to build on that. You know, we had great leadership last year, special teams-wise and on the whole team, and we lost a couple guys, so I'm trying to take what those guys taught me and move forward on from that. So,
what did you learn from Joshua Cribbs, Ray Bubba Ventrone, and Phil Dawson?
Just how to be professional, how to, you know, treat it as a job. It's a business, you know, coming in and taking notes and getting better every day. So things like that.
What did it mean to you when you look at that number 18 special teams tackles? You ranked third in the NFL and you led all rookies in the NFL.
I mean, that means nothing if I don't show up today and do it today. So that's in the past. And that, while that, you know, has some merit, I still have to come and show up today and improve it. So,
do you find yourself taking on that leadership role with the absence of those three players?
I try to lead by example. You know, I be as vocal sometimes that I try to just let my work show for itself. So,
you're coming in, you're learning a new defense. Let's talk about that. What's it been like learning from defensive coordinator Ray Horton?
He likes to get after the quarterback, and it's great. You know, I'm learning a new position, and so that it's a process. But I'm having a good time, having fun doing it, and getting better every day.
Let's talk about that process moving from corner to safety.
The two positions are different. I mean, they're both DBs. They're both backpedaling. It's not like playing running back or anything like that. But thought process-wise and, you know, responsibility-wise, the two positions are different. So it's just learning how to be a safety and not getting rid of some of my corner habits. So,
in particular, what are some of the challenges, if any at all, that you're facing?
A lot of the game is played pre-snap. At safety, well, where's the corner, you line up and you kind of read and react. So right. That's been the biggest difference for me in adjusting to that. So.
Now, do you find yourself still being that man on the island when you were a cornerback?
I mean, as a DB, and many times you're going to be on the island. So that's just the nature of the game, whether it's corner or safeties.
And with your skill set, how do you see yourself enhancing this defense?
You know, I can break on the ball well. I can cover a lot of ground. And, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. I'm just
okay.
Playing position now.
And with these OTAs, how do you feel yourself coming along within the defense, learning your assignments, and just overall grasping this defense?
It takes time. And I definitely, I'm trying to learn as much as I can and learn from the older safeties, even learn from the safeties that aren't as old as TJ. So it takes time. I'm just taking it day by day and trying to get better every day.
And with taking it day by day, do you feel that where you are physically and mentally, you're in a good place as you guys head into this last mini camp of the season?
That's what right now I feel like. I feel like I want to be further along than I am, but that's just the way I am. I want to keep progressing. So.
And with that being said, what are some of the goals that you set yourself before you guys head into training camp?
Well, before we head into training camp, I just want to make sure I know the entire defense and be comfortable enough just play. So, yeah.
Well, Johnson, thank you for your time, and good luck to you moving forward, guys.
All right, thank you again, Jameer Howerton and Johnson Badamosi. All right, we're going to try to jump into, as well, if we can get a couple here, questions, comments from the Browns' social media pages. Vic Carucci with you on a Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Save thousands with deals like 0% financing for 60 months, plus no payments for 90 days on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or get $11,000 off MSRP of a new F-150. Or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. Liberty guarantees financing. And nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Looking for a real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on our Value Plus plans, visit medmutual.com/valueplus. Official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
The Lake Erie Crushers are in action all weekend at All Pro Freight Stadium. Join the Crushers tonight at 7:05 for Facebook Friday and a fantastic fireworks display after the game. Tomorrow is Superhero Night, when the Crushers will wear special superhero uniforms, dress up as your favorite superhero to receive free entry, or wear a superhero t-shirt to get $3 off your ticket. Also, superhero jerseys will be auctioned off throughout the game. Fireworks tonight and fun all weekend with the Crushers. For tickets, go to LakeErieCrushers.com or call 440-934-3636.
Hey Cleveland, get going to the Get Go Scan and Drive giveaway to win a grand prize Ford Escape or free gas for a year. Plus, we'll be awarding $25 every week at every Get Go location. Scan your Giant Eagle Advantage card, fill up with at least 10 gallons, and you're automatically entered to win. Go to Get Go to play, now through July 11th. No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Pennsylvania, Ohio, or West Virginia and 18 or over to participate. Sweepstakes begins on 5/30/2013 and ends on 7/11/2013. Additional terms and restrictions apply. For entry without purchase, see official rules at get-go.com. Void where prohibited.
Warm weather is finally here, and that means baseball games, patio parties, and road trips with the family. It's Jake from Jake's Garage in Columbia Station, and my wife Lisa has a question.
Is your car ready for summer?
Bring it to Jake's. An oil change, new air filter, new tires, or even something as small as new windshield wipers can help make your summer road trip a success.
And don't forget to check your coolant, brakes, and air conditioning.
For all your car care needs, come to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague Road and beautiful Columbia Station.
Go to Twitter again. This is Kazimar.
says he's so excited to see Jim Brown rejoin the Browns organization as special advisor to football operations. Time to get back to winning. Yeah, I think it's exciting, and we'll see how it all plays out, but there's no reason to feel anything but excitement. And let's see, Quogan, I think I pronounced that right, from Twitter. All right, Browns, appoint our Hall of Famer as special advisor. That builds good vibes. Win the first couple of games, then anything can happen. Yeah, see, playing off of your Kazimar's comments here, too, that this could definitely be the beginning of some better times ahead. But, you know, the actual team has to play well enough to make that happen, of course. Want to thank Doug Deacon for being part of the show. T.J. Ward, Johnson Batamosi, Jameer Howerton, thank you, guys. Want to thank Lauren Whitaker and Joe Meadows. Want to thank our Sal. Got to thank Sal, my big buddy Sal LaFada, for getting the sound together. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. And stay tuned for Three Deep. We will catch you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Have a great weekend.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.